as the snow kept piling up on the roads, rooftops, and power lines in Madison. Shannon Hayes was worried.
My major concern is losing electricity because we don't have any way of going anywhere else to get warm.
Hayes helps coordinate services for the Road Home, a mobile shelter that works with churches and synagogues across Dane County to host homeless families for a week at a time. Right now, Hayes is trying to operate out of the United Church of Christ on Madison's south side.
Well, we're locked in a church with not a whole lot to do, and because we depend on volunteers for all of our food, I've been a little worried about volunteers not being able to get here.
While keeping the full-time operation running is stressful, Hayes says families have been hopeful. A few fathers, like Angelo Scott, took the opportunity to shovel out the neighborhood and pick up some extra cash. Scott has been homeless since he moved to Madison 3 weeks ago with his wife and 5-year-old son. Yesterday, he bundled up, grabbed a shovel, and cleared walkways for others.
Yeah, I'm giving back, but at the same time, being the predicament that we're in right now, you know, making opportunities so me and my family could progress.
Scott says he's hoping to get a full-time job and an affordable home for his family before Christmas. And the Road Home, like most homeless shelters in the state, will prepare for the next winter storm and do their best to keep open for those who need their support. Kirk Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.